Jillian Price is a practicing audiologist for Hearing Life Canada. Jillian, thanks for joining the show.
Hi, happy to be here. Thank you.
What is Hearing Life Canada all about?
Well, we are a national chain of hearing healthcare clinics, which really help individuals who are struggling with their hearing, really from the very beginning of their journey, which is, you know, do you suspect you might have hearing loss, coming in, getting that tested, and then taking you through all of the options and basically guiding you through what it's like to reintroduce sounds into your world if you are struggling with your hearing.
How many people are impacted by this? What percentages are they?
Yes. So it's 1 in 4 Canadians. And actually that number jumps to almost 50% when we look at the Canadian population of age 60 and over. So this is a lot of Canadians.
What are some contributing factors here? It may be obvious if you spend a lot of time playing in a rock band, that might be part of it, or doing or having hosting a radio show. But what are some factors here?
Absolutely. So the number one factor, you hit it right on the head, which is noise exposure. And that can be for pleasure, for work, and even just being out in the world, because it really is a noisy world out there. So just years and years of noise exposure and living a life, that takes its toll on your ears. So that's going to be that number one contributing factor for all of us. And then, of course, you have other, you know, genetic conditions and just sort of natural aging as well. I mean, all of our body parts sort of break down as we get a little bit older, but it really is noise exposure is the culprit.
Even just using saws, lawnmowers, snowblowers, all that stuff, right? It seems benign, but it's impacts our hearing, I would think, to some degree at some point.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, hearing protection should be worn because, you know, doing it once, okay, fine, your ears will recover. But think about a lifetime of that. So it's the years and years of exposure to those loud noises, and it just adds up, and it takes its toll on our ears, and they can only take so much before they start to break down. So I always encourage people, anytime you're using equipment or you're at an event, or, I mean, you just can't, if it's loud enough that you can't have a conversation with someone, you probably should be wearing hearing protection.
This impacts people's mood, their mental health. It's got so many layers to it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really complex thing, hearing loss. And, you know, it happens pretty gradual for most of us. And that means that a lot of Canadians actually suffer for a number of years. Maybe they're not even aware, or it's happening so gradual that they feel, you know, I can get by. Yeah. But it takes its toll on our body. And really, when you think about it, it's, you know, it's how we connect to our world. So there's a lot of emotional, you know, there's higher rates of depression and anxiety and social isolation for those who are living with hearing loss and not treating their hearing loss. And it really is, it's about connecting us. So you can think about how that really would affect your overall quality of life.
What can you tell us about advancements when it comes to hearing aids? And there's been a ton of advancements here with this, right?
Yeah, I mean, because this is a insanely powerful computer. So it's a computer chip. So it's a digital piece of equipment. And when you think about how fast things in the computer world change, it's the same for hearing aids. And at this point, I would definitely say there is something for everybody now. And the improvement to your hearing is significant. And so for those who are maybe considering hearing aids, not sure, I really encourage them to come seek some advice and a consultation from your hearing healthcare professional. Find out what's out there, because I know that there's something out there that can help you. And I mean, you're just going to improve your overall quality of life. And who doesn't want that, right?
And the aesthetics as well. Not that that's the be all and end all, but it matters. These things look pretty good too now, right? You can barely notice them in many cases.
They're very slick, very slick. And, of course, we listen to what the people want. And what people want is small. They want lightweight. They want it to be very comfortable, discreet. And that is what is being produced. That's what the manufacturers are focusing on, is making something that's really – essentially you want it so that you don't even know that you're wearing it. And that's where we've gotten to in terms of technology. And the aesthetics is you don't even know that you have it on, and nobody else is going to either.
How about prices?
So prices, it does range. So it is hard to give you a firm number on that. But one thing I can say is there is a different pricing and different levels of technology. So we really try to accommodate where your price range would be. So again, it's very unique to every individual. Hearing loss is unique. So it's really great to just come in and have that consultation. It's completely complimentary, totally free of charge to get that information and get your hearing tested. And we can give you all the information about pricing and what would be, comfortable for you.
Depending on somebody's coverage, that would be applicable and just for some plans, I would think, health plans?
Yeah, which is something we can also help you with. And so, again, don't be nervous. Come in and get the information. Sometimes there's provincial funding, so there's government funding. Sometimes you have some private insurance funding or through your health care plan. And that's something that we can help you with. And that, again, that will be different for everybody. But, of course, we're going to help basically give you the best, the best information and give you the best solution that's possible.
And knowledge is power. You might as well find out what your baseline is. If you've got hearing loss, then deal with it. Not dealing with it is not the answer, right?
Absolutely, and I love that. I do say knowledge is power. You just got to know. So it's like on that wellness checklist when you're getting your eyes checked. Hearing, I would say, is one of the most critical senses we have because it adds richness to our life. So add hearing too. Add it on your wellness checklist and get it checked, especially if you're age 60 and over. Get that baseline test and just find out. And information, knowledge is power.
Jillian, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks
for
having me.
You got to take care. Jillian Price, practicing audiologist for Hearing Life Canada. So many things we just take for granted, right? Hearing's one of them. We just take that for granted, but a lot of people are dealing with hearing loss. She mentioned the statistics, 1 in 4 Canadians, and when you get over 60 years old, it's half. So thank goodness they're making advancements for sure in this sphere. Good advice.